Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. We're glad you're all here. We'll begin our meeting today, as always, with an invocation, which today will be led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Erickson. Commissioner Senegal had to be absent. If you feel led to rise, you may do so.
Please bow your heads. Dear God, we pause now to thank you for all the many wonderful things that you have given us. We thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the country that we live in. We thank you for this opportunity to work for the citizens of Jefferson County. We thank you for organizations such as Gift of Life who are here. So we ask that you be with us, be with this meeting, help guide us, help us make the right decisions. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order today. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Gift of Life 2023 Men's Health Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by both Commissioners Erickson and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And Norma, if you'd like to bring with you to the podium, whoever, I'd like to read this proclamation. Which says, whereas June 2023 is National Men's Health Month, and whereas prostate cancer is most frequently diagnosed cancer in men aside from skin cancer, and about 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer during their lifetime. And whereas Texas is the medically uninsured capital of the United States with 5.2 million Texans without coverage, and in 2023, it's estimated that 17,230 men in Texas will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and approximately 2,300 will die from the disease. Whereas Gift of Life, in collaboration with its medical partners, makes available men's free health care services, including the PSA, the prostate-specific antigen screening, primary care test, HIV and hepatitis C tests, along with on-site physician consultations to review test outcomes and navigate men to care. And whereas Gift of Life will host regional men's health screening events and educational outreach presentations throughout the month of June and July. And whereas since 2000, the year 2000, more than 10,990 Southeast Texas men have received Gift of Life free prostate screening, helping to extend the lives of 77 men who were diagnosed with cancer and who were provided access to diagnostic evaluations and treatment. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County that we do hereby proclaim June of 2023 as Men's Health Month in Jefferson County, and Tuesday, May 23rd, as Gift of Life Men's Health Awareness Day in Jefferson County, and urge all men in our community to pursue preventative health practices and early detection efforts. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court. And we thank you, as always, so much for being here today and for your continued work over these last 23 years of serving the underserved in our community and the uninsured. It's great. They put out some flyers here in the courtroom which show that the prostate cancer screenings and the preventative care is going to take place in Port Arthur on June 3rd, in Orange on June 10th, in Beaumont on June 24th, and in Coontz on July 15th. And so, Ms. Sampson, would you or someone else like to talk to this?
Oh, thank you, Judge, and the Commissioners, as always. I'm going to give a plug on behalf of myself, the executive for Regina Rogers, our founder and chair, and our most beloved and champion of our cause, Matt Arthur English, who is our coordinator of our men's support group for cancer, prostate cancer, MAC. who's also a prostate cancer survivor. So thank you for this opportunity. It's so important to get this word out. And as we've been doing, as you said, Judge, for 23 years, this initiative has grown from doing the prostate cancer lab test and some others to a robust, very empowering healthcare opportunity that provides, as you can see on the flyer, all of these screenings, primary care in addition to HIV, Hep C, at no cost, thanks to the support of the Commissioner's Court and individuals and companies throughout Southeast Texas, our local nonprofit organization is sustainable and able to provide these free screenings in addition to those men who are underserved medically, who have an elevated PSA. Giftable continues to pay for the continuation of their care with local physicians and neurologists who partner with the initiative to ensure that everyone in Southeast Texas deserves the opportunity in life to basic health care. So with your assistance, we're able to provide these services. They changed over the course of COVID. We used to do these only in June during men's health screenings, but now we're offering them as our summer screenings, and as the needs are there and the men call us for these services, we'll continue to do it throughout the year. So at these four locations, and we've extended that to the rural communities, our doctors, our medical providers, our staff and volunteers will lovingly be there to provide scheduled appointment times so men have the same experience. If you were doing better, really going into your doctor's office, because there's incentives and lunch and care that's offered on a one-on-one. So as they get the screenings, we actually have doctors, oncologists, cardiologists, and internists that volunteer their time and go one by one for each client to review their test results with them. So it's done with compassion, honor, and respect. And we have many opportunities and screening appointments still available in all of these cities. So we ask for your help to encourage men to register, call us with the QR code on the flyer. It's really simple, and it's for those men who even have insurance, but as you all know, so often their insurance has such a high deductible, we can't afford these lab tests. So with the generosity of everyone here, we're able to perpetuate these services throughout Southeast Texas, and we feel blessed and honored that we're able to be in this position to serve Jefferson County. So I'd like to see maybe MacArthur English, if we have a few minutes, if he could also share a couple comments.
Yes, sir.
Excuse my glasses, I just had surgery and the doctor told me I have to wear these glasses. And I broke my dentures, so I'm talking kind of bad this morning. But anyway, I was fortunate to be here this morning and share a little bit. The men, don't be afraid, because the early detection is number one, security. First detection early, if you catch it early. And no, in 2006, I come down with this unfortunate bad disease, prostate cancer. I had 12 biopsies, and all 12 of them were bad. I had nothing going for me but God. And I went to MD Anderson, had it removed, and here I am. I'd like to tell the men here today, ladies, take care of your man. Have him get checked every year. He's a PSA, he's the one, it don't matter, as long as he gets checked. And the Gift of Life have this program on every Tuesday of the month. The men's meet, and since the pandemic, we can't meet, but we're going to start it back up. We had something like 75 men, and we all meet with somebody from the medical field, come and speak to us, have a luncheon. You can talk out, tell them your problem or what you're having out loud, or you can one-on-one on with the doctor. He's there, somebody from the medical field. And I encourage the men to get checked. Like she said, coming up, we have four screenings. One will be 24 years in Beaumont at the Cancer Center on Stagg Drive. But I encourage all the men to please be checked from your doctor or whatever. Just be checked. You don't have to come to the Gift of Life as long as you get checked. But they are there for us with minimum insurance. You can come by and call in at that 849-833-3663. It's on that little brochure. Good. So I encourage all the men to please get checked. Ladies, take care of your man. Thank you.
There you go, Mac.
him so much, and Thelma too. We thank you for being here. Thank you, commissioners and judge and commissioners. We're so grateful, and I'm just going to add a few things. First of all, we're very appreciative to you and the support you provide for us, because it's so meaningful to our Jefferson County residents. And as you know, we've screened thousands of men. Unfortunately, my uncle, my father's sister's husband, Dr. Irving Davis, died of prostate cancer 23 years ago. Before we started this, that's why I started this part of the program. If there had been early detection for him, he would have lived many years later. And by the time it was diagnosed, it had already spread to his bones, which is what happens with men when it's not checked early. And that's why the mortality rates that you see, the number of men who will die in Texas, because it is the most preventable disease. Also, very important, we are so grateful to have the support of the Tatoris family. And I carry Joe Tatoris's prayer with me at all times that I have laminated for many people about, teach me to be generous, teach me to heal the wounds of those who are ill, to toil and not ask for rest, to labor and not to seek reward, except that of knowing that I'm doing your will. Joe is a big supporter of Gift of Life, and particularly prostate cancer screenings. Shelley and the family have continued that. And I want to make sure that all the men who are out there and want to be screened know that they will receive a $25 gift card from Jason's at the screening.
Oh, wow.
When they complete That's their great. Screening. And I just think this is a wonderful boost to our efforts, and I hope that we screen 1,000 men. Well, for sure we're going to screen 500. But that is very important. As you all know, we don't do anything without food and giveaways. And that's very important, because we want to encourage people to come. But this in particular, the Tatoris family and Jason's, are very near and dear to our hearts. Also, Norma mentioned all the screenings. It's a total of $500 worth, if I'm correct. $500 worth of screenings for nothing other than registering and coming. And we have complete urgent navigation when it's necessary to emergency rooms when there is high blood pressure or something is diagnosed and they realize it's critical. And that's what's so important, because as we know, what we're doing is so preventative, and we hope saving the county a lot of money in the long run so that these men are not diagnosed with cancer and then don't have a place to go and they're indigent and the county is trying to take care of them. So again, from our hearts to yours, we love you. We appreciate you. As you know, everything we do is done with compassion, understanding, and love, and a lot of respect, as Norma said. Thank you so much, and thank you, Norma, for being our partner here and always doing such a great job. We love her and we appreciate her so much. Thank you.
Judge, can I say one thing? And before you guys leave the podium, most important, please, and Mr. Mack said it, ladies, have your men get checked. It is important, extremely important, without a question. I had an elevated prostate PSA, and I'm constantly checked. Just be honest with you. But this so far, I've been blessed. My thing is, make sure you get checked without a question. And to you guys, you provide a service that is second to none, and for us, the way you treat people, along with the fact that individuals that need it, please go get checked. I cannot express that enough.
Amen.
Thank you, Commissioners Alford. And if I could also say, it's with your support and those of the very generous medical community. We have a medical advisory group of Baptist Hospitals of Southeast Texas. Dr. Rudy Sotolongo donates his staff time, their medical equipment, and helps with the free cholesterol screenings. And that's the Southeast Texas Cardiology, as well as the Baptist residents. For those, Judge, you were with us at ISTC. I don't know many places where you have more doctors than you do patients. And so we had so many people from the medical community.
And Dr. Gwendolyn Lavallee, who is Gift of Life's medical director, an oncologist, internist, and she's there with us
many, many hours during the week, so.
Yeah, so thank you, and to the Health Department as well. The Beaumont City Port Arthur Health Departments are also engaged in this partnership. So it's a wide open tent that we encourage all to bring services, to take advantage of the opportunity, and to be there with us again as we're saving lives in Southeast Texas.
Can I tell one little funny joke, which is true, and you've heard this before? But we had a woman who called some time ago to the 8th, and I love the fact that you know that number by heart, 409-833-3663. And she said, I just love the gift of life, and I take advantage of everything that you all offer. When can I get my prostate unit for free? And they explained to her that she does not have a prostate.
But she could come for lunch in a T-shirt.
So. I think she was after the Jason gift card.
Well, in addition to the prostate checks, they're going to have cholesterol panels, HIV testing, blood pressure checks, hepatitis C checks, blood glucose checks, and on-site physician consultations. As I said, it's going to be in Port Arthur on June 3rd at the Port Arthur Health Department, in Orange on June 10th at the Orange Baptist Hospital Campus Lobby, in Beaumont on June 24th at the Julian Ben Rogers Cancer Institute Auditorium on Stagg Drive, and in Koontz this year on July 15th at the Hardin County Health Department on Redwood in Koontz. And feel free to take some of your flyers and place them in the tax assessor's office, renewal office tables, and the tables outside the auto registration for individuals that are showing up here. There is a QR code on here that people can scan with their smartphone to make an appointment, or you can go to giftoflifebmt.org to make an appointment.
Judge, can we take you with us to our next media
interview?
Can I bring you to the media?
Good job. Good job.
You told us better than we could, so thank you so much for that.
Earlier today, I was on iHeart KOVI with Chief Earl White, who is also a prostate cancer survivor, and he is allowing us to put flyers and signs all over the fire stations, and we'll be meeting with the pastors in about 30 minutes. And I think all of you who can, please take these flyers and give them to your churches, because that's a really great way of getting the message across. And we know on Sundays that's where people are. And please thank Jason's. Go in and give him business and tell him how much we appreciate him.
Yep.
Really, and the tutors.
They've always, since 1977.
Norma, could you leave me some flyers? I'll take them to some of the towns.
We'd be delighted to.
Be happy to.
Can I leave them right outside here in the office?
Is that'd be perfect.
As long as you don't try to climb any trees.
I know. I knew that was coming.
Thank you. All right. Now we'll move on under our rules of decorum to a time of public comment. If anyone wishes to take up to 3 minutes to comment on items that are on the agenda and up for consideration by the Commissioner's Court today, now is that time. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press *6 to unmute your line. So we are open for a time of public comment. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment and move to items under purchasing. Excuse me. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for sale of vacant land located on Venerbo Road in Jefferson County. Item B is to consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for Crane Bio Pump Station generators and building community development block grant disaster recovery program project for Jefferson County. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and Code of Federal Regulations, Second Volume, Sections 200.318 through 326, this funding for this project is provided by the Texas General Land Office, with any additional cost over the budgeted GLO grant funds for this project to be funded by Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7, pursuant to our interlocal agreement. Item C is consider and approve award for request for proposals for lease of properties acquired as a result of buyout, as shown on attachment A. Item D is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for Jefferson County Mosquito Control District for a first 1 year renewal with Target Specialty Products, Pro Pest and Lawn, Nutrient Ag Solutions Inc., Adapco, and Viserys from June 13, 2023 to June 12, 2024, with proposed price increases due to manufacturers' price increases as shown on the attachment. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file job order contract with Preferred Facilities Group for Mid-County Tax Office canopy replacement in the amount of $32,814.96 in accordance with the buy board contract. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. Now, if I understand on this Preferred Facilities Group, the Mid-County Tax Office, it's somebody hit the existing awning. The existing awning was damaged. Their insurance company paying part of the cost as part of the program. There being an extension and improvement of the awning, Mr. Swain?
That's correct. Yes, that is correct. We'll receive around $5,000 from the third party because of the way the other awning was designed, but this is a significant upgrade, and it allows the tax office to have an awning that will help them out and keep documents dry when it is bad weather. I think the other awning was not as effective.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget amendment for the tax office. We were just talking about the amount of $28,000 for an upgrade to cover the portion not reimbursed from third-party insurance. Item B is consider and approve a budget amendment for Mid-County Maintenance for sound system for Judge Burnett's courtroom in the amount of $7,262. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 to cover costs for materials and tires. And item D is regular county bills. Check numbers 506-422 through 506-601. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we've already covered item A. Item B is considered and possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file an executed lease and order approving the sublease from Golden Triangle Sports Academy LLC to Dwayne Herman Jr. for DBAT at the Ford Park Sports Complex. Item C is consider and approve reappointments of the following members of the Board of the Jefferson County Housing Finance Corporation for additional 2 year terms: Jeff Brannick, Vernon Pierce, Caprina Frank, Dawana L. Jones, and Ronnie Anderson. Item D is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute the Texas Antiquities Permit Application Form, Archaeology for Texas 245 Pipeline of Low Carbon Logistics CCS Transport LLC. Item E is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a conflict waiver agreement to allow Richard Medhoff to substitute as outside counsel for Jefferson County in place of Anthony Constant in the Volkswagen Clean Diesel litigation under the Texas Clean Air Act enforcement action. And item F is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an order of resolution authorizing approval of proposed Texas statewide opioid settlement agreement with the allergen defendants. Do I have a motion of those items under commissioner?
So moved.
Second.
By Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under County Treasurer, we have one item to receive and file the investment schedule for the April 2023, including the year-to-date earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Erickson.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And on, we're going to have to do this a little bit backwards on the addendum, so we're going to start with item C on the addendum, which is to conduct a public hearing to discuss an order amending the Jefferson County Subdivision Development Regulation to address recreational vehicle park developments pursuant to Texas Local Government Code Section 232, Chapter 341 and 343, Texas Health and Safety Code and TCEQ Rules and 30, Texas Administrative Code Chapters 210, 285, 290, 305, 317, and Texas Water Code Section 16.315. Public hearing is open. Again, if you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no comment, we'll close this time of public hearing and go to item A under Engineering Department, which is consider possible approval resolution to amend the Jefferson County Subdivision and Development Regulations regarding recreational vehicle rental communities pursuant to the Texas Local Government Code, the Texas Health and Safety Code, TCEQ Rules, the National Flood Insurance Program Authorization, and Texas Water Code, Chapter 16. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We'll next go to item D on the addendum, which is to conduct a public hearing to discuss an order amending the Jefferson County Subdivision and Development Regulation to address mobile home rental communities pursuant to Texas Local Government Code Section 232, Chapters 341 and 343, Texas Health and Safety Code, TCEQ Rules, and Volume 30 of the Texas Administrative Code, Chapters 210, 285, 290, 305, 317, and the Texas Water Code, Chapter 16.315. Public hearing is now open. If you're online or attending remotely, press star 6 to unmute your line.
I had a question on the public hearing. Do we know how many mobile parks do we have in the county?
What was that answer? I just didn't hear it.
We need to go to the...
I didn't actually count because these rules are for new ones.
Okay.
They're grandfathered in unless they're expanding, and it would only apply to the expansion, would they have to go through the new rules. Mobile home parks, I think I can think of maybe two or three off the top of my head. RV parks are going to be more.
If they and you said only if they're expanding, if they're already here, those that are here.
Yes. Okay. The ones that are there aren't going to be affected unless they try to make them bigger, and then they need
okay. Thank you.
And you did tell me, Michelle, that all of the RV parks and everybody that were building were in essence building in accordance with these rules we're adopting. Okay. All right, hearing nothing further, we'll close this time, this public hearing, and we'll move to item B on the regular agenda, which is consider and possibly approve a resolution to amend the Jefferson County Subdivision and Development Regulations regarding mobile home rental communities pursuant to Texas Local Government Code, Texas Health and Safety Code, TCEQ Rules, the National Flood Insurance Program, and Texas Water Code, Chapter 16. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion.
Yeah, Judge, I'd just like to thank Rhonda and Michelle and their staff for the work they put in on this. We certainly appreciate that. It's well needed given everything that's coming up in the county.
Well, and we'd like to thank all of you guys, because we, you know, visited with all you guys and all of Kathleen's help. I mean, it takes a lot to bring these things, you know, to this point, and we just appreciate everybody's help.
Yeah, and I'd also like to thank Jim Allison with the County Judges and Commissioners Association of Texas for his guidance on these issues. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And That completes our regular agenda. Any member of the court or any elected official have anything they wish to bring the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I'd just like to wish everybody a safe Memorial Day coming up. Remember what that holiday is about. We thank those veterans, or those folks that gave their lives, sacrificing for this country, sacrificing for our freedoms. Take time from your festivities to pause and remember those folks.
And Judge, since Commissioner Senegal is not here, I want to make sure, at least I made sure, that the announcement is made. Today is the celebration of their 125th anniversary of the city of Port Arthur.
Wonderful. 1898.
Yes, sir.
I think Commissioner Erickson was around then.
You're going to have to get him, kid.
I think the same deal.
Riding my dinosaur.
All right. Well, we thank all of you so very much for being here today. And if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.
I can't get a lot by that.